We're live. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Packers.com Google Plus Hangout with me, Randall Cobb. I'm excited to be here, and I think we're talking to Anna, Dan, Dane, Nancy, and Tosh. Is that right?
Taya,
sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. How y'all doing today?
Great.
Good, how are you?
Good.
This is kind of weird, right?
It's a little weird.
It's fun, though. So where are y'all from? Anna, where are you from? Let's start with Anna.
I'm from Appleton originally, but a student up in Minneapolis right now.
Minneapolis. Oh. Was you at the game this past week?
What was that?
Was you at the game this past week?
No, I wasn't anywhere near there.
Oh, man. That's good. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You got a question for me?
Yeah. I guess being a student athlete myself, how did you balance your schoolwork and football and practices throughout college?
You know, it was tough. I think the biggest thing was time management, finding a way to, you know, study and focus on schoolwork, but at the same time, find a way to progress as an athlete. So just finding that balance in time management, I think, was the biggest thing.
Awesome.
What sport do you play?
I play water polo.
Water polo. So that means you got strong legs then.
That's
tough. Tough sport. But that's cool. All right. We're going to Dan now.
Hey, Randall, how are you doing?
What's up, Dan?
Oh, not too much.
Where are you at?
I'm currently in Green Bay, but I'm from Antioch. I just a little stuff here.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out a little bit.
I'm from Green Bay.
Green Bay, yeah. Nice. You coming to the game this weekend?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not. I'll be watching from town.
Nice. That's good. You got a question for me?
Yeah, what are your favorite bands or artists?
Favorite bands or artists? Well, I like a lot of different music. My top artists are J. Cole, Wale, Drake. I like bands like Maroon 5. I got a wide variety of music that I listen to, really.
Not bad.
What kind of music you like?
A lot of different stuff. Varies a lot. Ween's one of my favorite bands. They're pretty unknown.
Who's somebody I need to put on my playlist?
Someone to put on your playlist?
Like what song? Give me one song to put on my playlist. Get me ready for the game this week.
Buckingham Green.
Buckingham Green?
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. All right, we're going to Dane.
How's it going?
What's going on, Dane?
Not too much.
Where are you talking from?
I am in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, so on the way over towards Minneapolis, but still a strong Packer following over here.
There we go. That's good to hear. What do you got for me?
My question for you is, I saw earlier this summer that you played a little golf, so I was wondering who would be in your dream golfing group?
My dream golfing group. I would say Charles Barkley, so I know I'm not the worst golfer in the group. Jordan, so I can talk to him about basketball and sports. And probably Arnold Palmer too, just because I like his drink.
Cool.
Are you a big golfer?
I do like to golf. Yep, I like to play golf, but up here in Wisconsin, we can only play about 6 months out of the year, so I'm already looking forward to it, though.
It's tough up here. I've been trying to play, but I'm not very good. Hopefully, I'll get better here in the next few years.
Awesome.
Nice. Okay, Nancy?
Hi, Randall. Nice to have you back on the field on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm glad to be back.
Great.
It's going to be fun. Big game this week.
Absolutely.
What's your question for me?
I guess you've probably been asked this a couple hundred times, but what's it like following in the footsteps of Greg Jennings and Donald Driver?
I get that all the time. It's great.
Not original.
It's great. It's great, though. You look at those two guys and you look at the success they've had here and just how great of players, not only players, but as people to not only learning on the field things from them when it comes to route running and been on the same page with A-Rod and stuff like that, but also off the field, they're great men and, you know, very humble guys. And, you know, it's somebody that I look up to both of them too. And I look at Drive as an uncle and Greg as a big brother. And, you know, they're just both, they've always fed to me so much information and I've been able to learn from them in so many different areas of life.
Great. Any dance lessons from Driver?
No, not yet. Not yet. We make fun of him every now and then. He's pretty good at it, though.
Oh, yeah, he is. Great.
He's great.
Thank you.
That's great. No problem. And I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong again. You got to tell me again.
Taya.
Yep. Taya, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
What's your question for me?
Okay, my question is, as a team, do you guys get along like a family, fights and all?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're like just imagine a bunch of ADD, ADHD boys being around each other for 6, 7 hours, 8 hours a day. And, you know, we goof around, play around. You know, we fight every now and then, argue. I mean, we have debates, all kind of stuff. It's just like being in high school and sitting at lunch, basically, yeah, around us. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
We awesome. Always have a good time.
Good.
So, that's great. Well, thank y'all for visiting and chatting with me. I think we're going to go to the second round now. Round two questions. Oh, it's the same people. Oh, I thought we were switching up. Well, great. Back to Hannah.
Okay, so apparently I'm the nerd of the group, but I wanted to know what you studied in college and where you plan to use that after your career in the NFL.
I studied communications and leadership development in school. So outside of football, like one unique thing about being an athlete, a professional athlete, is it opened up so many areas, so many windows, opportunity in different areas of any different business world, coaching world, you know, in the broadcasting. So I really don't know where I'm going to go after my career is over. Hopefully it's no time soon that I have to worry about that. But
sure.
Right now, if I had to say, I'd probably get into coaching because I would rather be around football at some point.
At what level are you interested in?
I don't know. I've thought about college level. I've thought about high school at one point, possibly NFL. Just something that, you know, maybe in the future I could look into more.
Awesome.
Great. What's up, Dan?
Not too much. Just want to know what has been the most difficult transition regarding your time in Wisconsin?
The biggest transition, I'm from Tennessee, so I think the biggest thing has been the weather. I thought I was prepared for these snowstorms, but I'm not at all. I got this little bitty, like, ice scraper. It's like probably as small as my hand. I thought it was going to work. It don't work. I didn't have salt ready for my driveway, so I had to drive over the snow out by the garage. Luckily, I got four-wheel drive, so I was good. But I think that's been the biggest adjustment is the weather and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expected.
Yeah. What's up, Dane?
I got a question for you. So as a fan, we always kind of get to see you out in practice during training camp and stuff, but I've always been curious, what goes on in a position group meeting, like a wide receivers meeting?
It's so much fun. That's like I've talked to so many ex-players, and that's one thing that we all talk about is the camaraderie that we have in the locker room and the meeting rooms and stuff, and especially with our meeting room is so unique because you got JJ and Greg, who are the big jokers, me and Jordy, who are more of the serious two, and then Drive, who obviously you know what he's done, and you know he gives his input on everything, and Coach Bennett, who's like the disciplinary teacher. So it's pretty much, you never know what you're going to get from our group. We always have so much fun in there. I know everybody's always asking what we're talking about because we're always laughing in our meeting rooms. So it's cool.
Cool, yeah. It seems like you guys get along really well, so that's cool.
Yeah, we do. We're actually going to dinner tonight, too. So,
where are you guys going?
We're going to a new restaurant here in Green Bay that we're going to check out. So
cool.
Yep. And Nancy?
Okay, Randall, question number two. From either college or other teams in the NFL or fellow Green Bay Packers, who's inspired you the most?
Who's inspired me the most as a player? That's a great question. Wow, you got me thinking now. I would have to go back to college, my receiver coach in college, T. Martin. I grew up right outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, and he was the national championship quarterback for the University of Tennessee in 1998. And, you know, I grew up watching him play, him and Peyton Manning at the University of Tennessee, and then have an opportunity to play for him, and him just being an inspiration every day, pushing me to get better each day. I think he's been one of the biggest influences on my career.
Well, it obviously worked quite well.
It has. It has. So hopefully I continue to chase my dreams.
Glad to have you as a Packer.
I'm glad to be here.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least.
Okay. So I guess my question.
I gotta get your name right. Hold on. Wait.
Okay.
Taya. Taya, I did it again. That's three times in a row. Okay, I'm sorry. Taya.
That's okay.
Taya.
Taya, yep. Okay, I guess mine's kind of the same question. But, like, what or who has inspired you, like, throughout your life? Maybe not just in your career, but just in general.
Definitely my two biggest influences, or three biggest influences, I should say, is my father, my brother, and Jesus Christ. And I say those three because my father, he was a recovering drug addict whenever I was born, and he tells me that I'm his hero because of pretty much I took him out of that situation when I was born. He spent more time with me than going back to the streets. So he's been one of my strong ties.
Yeah.
And my brother, he was 7 years older than me. I always wanted to be around. He was always into something else, so I could never be around because I was too young. So just looking up to him growing up, and then Jesus Christ for what he did for us.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
That's awesome.
So those are my three role models growing up.
Cool.
That's great. So I want to thank y'all today for coming out and talking to me. I would probably been bored at the house right now, so I have fun chatting with y'all.
Thanks, Randall.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too.
Thanks. Good luck. Right. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good evening.
You too.
You too.
Thanks.
All right, talk to you later.